This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know her best from the TV series Mad About You with Paul Reiser. Also, the movie Twister, As Good As It Gets, What Women Want with Mel Gibson. I could go on and on and on. She has been recognized for her incredible work. And Helen Hunt, Academy Award winner, joins us on the KMBZ Hotline. She will be at Comic-Con March 21st and 22nd. It does run through the 23rd at Bartle Hall. Ms. Hunt, it's a pleasure. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
It's so lovely to talk to you. And I was saying to my partner here, Scott, earlier that we didn't even know where to begin because you were such a part of our young adult lives and then adult lives. Sort of all through the years. And I know when you come to these things like Comic-Con, we're lovely to have you in Kansas City and welcome you with open arms. But you have to have fans from, you know, really young all the way up because you've done so many things in your career.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of, someone will look at me and recognize me and I'm like, they seem like a Twister person. Or they seem like a... You know, girls just want to have fun. Their mom liked that. Or, you know what I mean? It's a fun game for me to play because I've done a lot of stuff for a long time.
Well, can I call you Helen? Is that okay?
You can. Yeah, well, I'm not sure what else you'd call me, but yes, you may.
Ms. Hunt, but then that would be like, you know, like we're not roughly from the same generation. And
No, I think, I don't know how old you are, but Helen, whatever, however old you are.
I'm 53.
You're a baby.
No. But anyway, you know, we were talking a couple of weeks ago on the show. What's that one movie when you're going through the, you know, like YouTube TV or whatever, and you see it and you've seen it 1,000 times and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter.
As Good As It Gets.
See, yes, right? I love As Good As It Gets. But I'm that Twister person who would be looking at you going, I've seen Twister 1,000 times and I don't care where it is in that movie. I will stop what I'm doing and hit play.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm a big fan of, you know, when there's a chance, every blue moon, seeing that movie on the big screen. I've been invited to a couple of screenings around, and maybe one time we'll do it in your city, and it's really fun to see it real loud and on a big, huge screen. But I know people have said that to me about As Good As It Gets, and I think that is really because of the writing. Like, the writer-director of that movie, Jim Brooks, also did Terms of Endearment, also did Broadcast News, and those are movies for me that I can't keep flipping the channel when those movies come on, and I think the writing just grabs you.
Helen, we're on the same wavelength because I spent my entire evening last night watching Terms of Endearment. I do think it's one of the top greatest films of all time. You got to work with Jack. And what I still remember your Oscar speech where you thanked him for asking for another take. Is that I don't know how I remember that, but I remember that. And what must that have been like? You've worked with a lot of greats. Philip Seymour Hoffman, before we knew him as Philip Seymour Hoffman,
yes,
in Twister.
Yes. Yeah, I knew he was great. You could tell a mile away this guy was going to be one of the great actors ever, and he was. And in terms of Jack, you know, I always tell people I assumed, because he's, you know, what the best actors are, which is he seems unpredictable and wild and kind of untamed. And so I thought that's what I was going to work with, you know, some unpredictable, wild person who was going to surprise me for the good and the bad of that. But it wasn't like that. I've been studying acting since I was 9 years old, and I still study. And he was like that, too. He comes from, you know, New York City, crappy theaters, studying acting with all sorts of our favorite people. And that's what it was like. It was like working with another acting student. And that's the highest compliment I can give anybody.
You know, Dana and I have been together for 14 years, and I've been on the radio in this town for 30. And I never, don't say that. I never, ever listen to myself on the radio when it's like recorded and played back. Do you ever watch your own movies?
I really don't. I can't stand it. I feel like it makes me feel washed up if I look at old things I've done. I've got to spend my day trying to make new things. I'm doing a play right now in Chicago called Betrayal at the Goodman Theater. And I've got a movie coming out with Dustin Hoffman, and I'm writing something. You know, if I start looking back, I just feel like, oh, God, that's the beginning of the end.
You know, Eddie Van Halen said he'd never listened to a Van Halen record.
Yeah, it's like the joy is the making of it. And then other people, you know, I enjoy movies, and I'm sure the actors who are in those movies aren't sitting at home, you know, watching and rewatching them.
I hope not. You put it out into the universe and see what sticks. One of the things that I was going through, like just your film biography and all of those things, I don't want people to forget about your powerful performance in Castaway. Can we somehow do a sequel? Because I miss more of you in that movie. I wanted to know, what was her journey like? What was happening when he was away? And then after, it was so powerful when he comes home. That is one of the most powerful scenes between you and Tom Hanks.
And I wanted you to take him back.
I did too.
I know. Some people liked how poignant that was, and other people just think, wait, they blew it. They should have ended up. I mean, the filmmakers blew it, but I liked that he was so, you know, he's the center of that movie, and I liked the idea that he was so changed that it kind of wasn't meant to be anymore. That might be one of the few movies, not that, you know, we don't do much flipping around anymore because of streaming and everything, but that's a movie that I feel really impressed by whenever I see it or see part of it. It seems like it has all the good things of a little indie, but all the good things of a giant movie, because you have Tom Hanks and Bob Zemeckis, and I felt really lucky to get to be part of it.
There's a couple of scenes in that movie, and thank you, Dana, for reminding me. At the end, and not to make you relive your own movies, but you're Helen Hunt. I mean, give me a break. When you tell him that Nashville has an NFL team and he can't believe it.
I didn't even remember that.
That scene makes me laugh out. The Titans. Yeah, we've got an NFL team now.
Is there?
Oh, I should that makes me want to rewatch that scene because I don't remember that at all.
Helen, is there anyone you haven't worked with that you really, really want to work with? Any actor, male, female, anyone?
Well, my heart's a little broken because my dream was to work with Maggie Smith, and now she's gone. So that was my answer for so long. I have to find the next person. I mean, you know, I loved the movie Anora that got so much attention this year. I loved The Brutalist. There's a few movies that came out this year that were really exciting. So, yeah, there's plenty of people. Bradley Cooper.
Can you talk a little bit, but before we have to let you go, about the importance of still physically going into the theater for that experience? And I feel like we're losing that. We're losing a little bit of that every day, and it's so important to still have it experienced the way it's meant to be.
It's everything to me, and I have to, just like all of us, like put my feet on the floor, buy the ticket, and go to the theater because it's all so easy and at our fingertips. But I think that feeling that happens when you're in a room with a bunch of strangers and something goes on the screen, even if it's like a scene about a fight between a husband and wife, and she says, you didn't put the cap on the toothpaste, but what we know is she wants a divorce, and we all laugh together, that's irreplaceable. That does something to us that makes us feel less alone in the world. You know, I think it's kind of more profound than it seems, and so I hope people will, you know, put their feet on the floor and get to the movies, because I want more movies to be made. I don't want more movie theaters to close. It's like we have to push back if it means something to you, and it really means something to me.
Helen Hunt, it's been a privilege, and we thank you for your time. I know you got to get on to some other interviews, but thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Look forward to seeing you in Kansas City. She will be here on March 21st and 22nd. Comic-Con does run through the 23rd, by the way. It's at Bartle Hall. Helen Hunt will be there. Also, Christopher Lloyd, Brian Austin Green, A.J. McLean from the Backstreet Boys, and Margaret. Tori Spelling, Bob West, the original voice of Barney. The list goes on and on and on. It is a huge cast this year. Barter Hall Comic-Con, March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.